W-D-O-N.
Well, it's a voice you might remember from a years gone by, Dave.
Yeah?
How was it for you?
It's actually more emotional than I thought it would be. I come here with no great pretense of I'm a long time away from the club, but you
laid the foundation for what we now see. You are part of this story. What you did, you built it.
Oh yeah, no, I get it. You know, and in the bar today, I was at a few beers with the supporters, and you know, they said, "Listen, big man, you built this." I went, "No, we all did. Everyone in this bar did. Everybody in this ground did. You know, some played bigger parts than others." But the one thing about AFC Wimbledon, I've got my shirts. You get one chair. It's a fan zone club. I have one chair. Terry Brown's one chair. Eric's one chair. We've all got one chair. So we all did it together. But I must admit, I brought my son today, and I was sitting beside my assistant manager, who had no doubt we would win. Because he says, "Listen, that's what it's about." And I just said on BBC London, the football gods have eventually paid back the debt that was owed to us in the FA's backyard. Well, how good's that?
Well, how many times have we been mugged by the Football League and the FA?
Yeah, but the good guys... Listen, there's an old Chinese proverb. If you stand on the riverbank long enough, your enemy floats past you. And I just think that...
We keep seeing so many.
Yeah, but listen, today's about the club. It's not about anybody else. It's not about the dark side. It's about what this football club and the people within it have achieved. And, you know, I'm very, very, very proud to be a little part of that.
You're quite a large part of it, Dave. Come on.
That's because of my size, isn't it?
Yeah, speak for yourself.
But I must admit, with 10 minutes to go, I've retired from management. I'm happy to be retired from management. With 10 minutes to go, I was a nervous wreck, you know? So just watching the guys, wow.
Danny Bowman.
Just watching the guys lift it, you know.
It's all kicking off down there. There's streamers, there's champagne, there's gouts of flame leaping up from behind, and Barry Fuller holding that trophy.
I actually said to JT, we were watching the fans before the game and singing, and JT said to me, "It's a little bit like the Surrey Senior Cup final."
A slightly bigger stadium.
Which is only 10 years ago, I suppose. Yeah,
when you look at it in those terms, how far this club has come. It's
amazing.
It's just not believable.
Unbelievable. But if you're around the place, you should never, ever be surprised what this football club does.
No, it keeps shocking me, I'll tell you that much.
No, and me. And they can never... People talk about the Hollywood movie. They can never do the movie because no one knows where it ends. I thought it would have ended when they actually got a club going. Then maybe if we broke a British record. Then when Terry got us into the league. And then when we played Liverpool. And then a 9-0's done this. So, I don't know.
When
are they going to do the movie?
Well, it's another FA Cup win, is it?
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Quite incredible. Yeah. Well, Dave, thank you very much for joining us today.
Pleasure.
But also for what you've done for the club in the past as well. And it's always a pleasure to see you.
Listen, it's a pleasure to be here, you know. Pleasure.
Even if you keep nicking my seat.
God bless you, and God bless everyone out there.
All right, thanks very much, Dave. Have a really good evening.